Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/team. Again, that's linkedin.com/team and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Daily.
Who dat? Who dat?
All right, everybody. Post-draft week rolls on. We've been enjoying Andrew's tape breakdown of all the Saints draft picks. If you are a $10 patron, don't forget, go to the Patreon site, read Andrew's write-up. He's done write-ups of all the players. He's got clips he found on YouTube. He broke down game film. It's awesome. It really gives you a sense of what the player is. And today, not just talking about draft, did the Saints overvalue them? Did they pick them in the right spot? Well, no one cares now. They're a Saints player. Now what we give a shit about is how are they going to fit into what the Saints want to do in 2020? The guy we're talking about today, woo, Andrew, he's got a little pressure on him because the Saints gave up 4 picks to get him. I'm talking about Adam Trautman, tight end for Dayton. He's really interesting because he destroyed people at Dayton, but he was terrible at the combine. So you're right up on him. What jumped out at you the most where you immediately after watching a couple of games understood why Sean Payton lusted for him and the Saints went up and gave 4 picks to get him?
Well, actually I'll correct you right there. He bombed his 40 time. I actually thought his combine was pretty
exceptional. Well, his combine was terrible, but at Dayton, he was wrecking people.
Well, yeah, no, I would say his combine was exceptional, though. He bombed his 40 time. He ran a 4.8, but he had the fastest 3-cone time of any tight end. So, and then athletically, just the long jump, the broad jump, that sort of stuff, he measured pretty favorably. So I would say in general, his combine scores are actually pretty good. I think a lot of people think he had a bad combine. I don't think that at all. I just think his 40 time. And I think sometimes, especially with playmakers, the 40 time maybe gets more credence than anything else. So, yeah, I mean, that's fair that, the 40 time definitely hurt his stock. Most publications had him as the second best tight end in the draft. Yep. He ends up getting drafted 5th. Of the tight ends. I think that 40 time combined with him playing at Dayton are maybe the biggest reasons why. But man, it's so hard to... Now, first of all, let me say, I hate watching highlight films because highlight films are going to make any prospect look amazing. Because it's only going to show you their best plays. It's not going to show you any of their weaknesses. So I prefer to watch entire games of a player And when you play at Dayton, you talk about the number of cameras, it's freaking brutal. So this study is as difficult as any. And I'll combine that with, you said it. I mean, he scored 31 touchdowns in 4 years at Dayton, 14 as a senior in 11 games. And, you know, I put this in my write-up, but there's really three things that stood out to me as to why he scored so many touchdowns.
Because he was playing against children? That's why.
Yeah. Well, the first is the lack of competition. I mean, it cannot be overstated enough. He was not remotely challenged. There was a couple games, man. Valparaiso was one, and there was
you mentioned that in the write-up.
Yeah, I mean, it was a joke watching some of these guys try to cover him. And so you watch it and you're just like, yeah, he looks awesome, but he's not remotely being challenged. So, I mean, give him credit though. I mean, he's still taking full advantage of that. He is exploiting it. What I saw from him personally, good player, excellent hands, plus athleticism. He was just by far the biggest dude in the secondary. So once the ball is snapped and it's just the offensive line and defensive line are doing their thing, and you just see defensive backs, receivers, and tight ends, you can't miss him. You know, I think sometimes when you're studying film and you're looking at Zach Bond or Diatric Nichols, or you're like, you can lose the guy's number and you're like, yeah, which one is he again? You can lose him. You can't lose Troutman when doing a film study. He's so much bigger, towers over everyone. And part of that's just he's big. I mean, he's almost 6'6", 250. But he's not I guess the secondary guys at Dayton and Valparaiso and some of those schools are much smaller. So I mean he was dwarfing guys. But you know, I will also say this, Dayton ran a pretty complex offense. A lot of trick plays, misdirection, and you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, I just felt like it was maybe a little elevated compared to its competition. And so I think so many times based on scripted plays, he was wide fucking open. I mean, it's just like he'd run a crossing route and the quarterback, all he had to do was just kind of dart it to him. And there was no one within 5 yards and he would gain 20 yards after the catch just because no one was there. So
if people forget he exists, he's going to be awesome. If people don't cover him.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah. So if he gets the Traquan Smith treatment, things are promising. But, you know, I try to throw that stuff out because, you know, I know teams, they get fooled by Sean Payton, but they guys don't run wide open where, or at least not often, where, you know, there's no one within 20 yards. It might be no one within 2 yards, you know, and that's a good window. But so I was not as interested in that as I was like, how is he doing on the contested catches? How is he doing on the catches where someone's draped all over him? Because that's what it's going to be like in the NFL. And, you know, I'm happy to report that, yeah, obviously there's that basketball background, but his hands are incredible. He has that Jimmy Graham / Marcus Colston body balance where he can contort himself. He doesn't lose sight of the ball. And a lot of times it's just about keeping your head still, right? Where you just, a lot of times if your head moves around, you're not going to be able to track the ball and catch it and contort your body the way you need to. But he goes up there, he rebounds it. He's got nice wingspan. You know, he goes up physically for balls. And so when you see kind of like the fade routes or the high throws in the red zone, in the end zone with tight contested coverage, he almost always makes that play. And so that's where you see in the NFL year one, like if the Saints have third and goal from the two, hell, put him in there, you know, and get him in that one-on-one matchup with a linebacker because he can win that. And so I think it's just going to take time. I think when you look at the level of competition, the quality that he played or lack thereof, I think he's a developmental project a little bit. It's going to take him time to acclimate. And I'll say this. I think no OTAs, no training camp, like that's really going to hurt a guy like this.
Yeah, the good thing for the Saints is like they can wait on him. You know, they have Cook. They have Josh Hill, right? So
yeah, Taysom Hill too.
Taysom Hill. So they can wait on him. And the one thing I will say about, you know, people are like, well, he's a project. He'll take a couple of years. You know, the Saints drafted Jimmy Graham, who played basketball at University of Miami. We all know that. And he didn't really catch the ball much. By his rookie year in 2010, man, by December, he was Jimmy Graham. And he was what he was going to be in 2011, where he just destroyed people. The thing is, he got hurt, and I'll go to my grave saying Jimmy Graham breaking his foot probably cost the Saints the Seattle game because they sucked in the red zone against the Seahawks in that playoff game, and Jimmy Graham would have dominated in the red zone. Because remember, 2010, Jimmy Graham caught the winning touchdown against the Falcons on Monday Night Football. So, like, he had emerged. So it is possible, like you say, that the Saints get him a couple of packages, and he starts to be really heavily involved come the end of the year. I think that's probably the ideal scenario, but I do think it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Graham was 6'6", 260. He ran a 4.5 40. You know, this guy is 6'5", 255, and he ran a 4.8 40. So this is not Jimmy Graham. You know, I don't think he's going to be that. And, you know, he doesn't have the same size hands and arm length. You know, Jimmy Graham is just a freak of nature. I mean, his combined size, hands, arm length, weight, and speed was just completely unheard of. And, you know, I would say Troutman has got nice size. I mean, he's 6'5", he's 255, decent arm length, decent hand size. But it's all less than Jimmy Graham, and he's slower. So, you know, I think the comparison there is just he's not going to dominate the NFL like Graham did. But I do think he's got a similar profile in the sense that he's extremely athletic, extremely good hands, very good at moving his body with the ball in the air. So I think he's going to be a good receiver. You look at his blocking again. Blocking is tough to grade because all the highlight films, all they show is catching, which is frustrating. Sean Payton said he's one of the best blocking tight ends they saw. You know, some of the write-ups say that his blocking is spotty, so you don't know where to really draw from there. But I illustrated a couple videos, which you'll see, to show that, you know, his initial push and his, you know, intelligence creating a running lane is pretty good. So, he's going to block more physical players in the NFL. There's no question about it. And so much of this tape, I think, is throwaway. But I think there's enough to see that he's a willing and able inline blocker. He's going to be able to play as an inline tight end. I don't know that, like Graham or Jared Cook, he's necessarily a slot guy where he's going to give you much there. But I think two things he's going to be able to do. Number one, the misdirection play action stuff, which the Saints love to run, you know, where we're talking fake handoff to Kamara, Breeze rolls out the other way, and, you know, just that dump off. I know that he's going to be able to catch the ball, and he's pretty good after the catch. So that he'll be good at that. And then I just think one-on-one in the red zone, he's going to give you an element with his body type and his hands that will help the Saints be more efficient and put up more points in the red zone. So I think he can help the Saints this year in a limited role. And it's kind of like we were talking about with Zach Bond. It's going to be up to him and the Saints' development of him to dictate whether he can be a full-time productive starter.
The thing is, I don't care about blocking. If he, no, in 5 years, if he's catching 70 balls a year and is really good, no one's going to give a shit about his blocking. They'll figure that out. The one thing that worries me about this pick and this draft in general, Andrew, is if the Saints have another home run draft and they have traded up for Bond and they have given up 4 picks for Troutman, they are going to be so confident and so reckless in 2021. It may kill Kevin. It literally could kill him. Like, think about it. If Bond and Troutman are both home runs, I mean, the trading next year, it could be to levels that we can't even fathom.
Oh man, it's just, yeah, it's almost like you don't want him to be too good, because if he's too good, then the Saints are going to start trading even more for player. I mean, if they hit on him and Bond, then it's just going to tell the Saints that they need to be even more reckless than ever.
Yeah, because then next year what it'll be is it'll be like teams will be like, we want the 2022 second or the 2022 first. And the Saints will be like, fuck it. We traded 4 picks for Troutman and that worked out fine. Do it. And it's just if it works out,
great. It's almost like at some point we need some of these guys to blow up in their face just so they'll second guess themselves a little bit.
they just need to take it down a notch. Or not even take it down a notch. We just can't have them crank the knob up to 100 and break it off. But then again, if Bond and Troutman help them win a Super Bowl, they can trade whatever the fuck they want in 2021. I won't care.
Yeah, I agree. It's tough to make a projection on both Bond and Troutman, because I think the Saints ultimately, I think it's a little bit different actually with Bond. You're asking to see something that he didn't really do in college. With Troutman, the Saints are going to use him the same way. It's just, you want to see how it translates against better competition. I do think he's not going to get open this easily. He's not going to have these scripted plays where he's completely untouched, unabated, and just able to run free like a gazelle, you know, in an open field. You know, there's going to be none of that. But I think I see enough talent there that, listen, forget the trade for a second. They picked him at the end of the 3rd round. I think that's good value there.
Yeah. And listen, I think there's more of a shot that Troutman doesn't play at all because the linebackers have a history of injuries. Jared Cook and Hill, not so much. I think it's there's a decent shot that Troutman is just like a redshirt year. And I don't and that doesn't and it won't reflect anything on him, you know? So yeah. Just different guys. But guys, this is another one of Andrew's draft spotlight write-ups. If you're a $10 patron, check them all out. They're on the Patreon site. He's got links and analysis that you want to check out. It's awesome. Tomorrow, we'll be talking Tommy Stevens, a.k.a. Taysom Hill 2.0. So, guys, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.